next song I would like to do for all the sweethearts in the house. When I say a sweetheart, I don't mean the one you see all hugged up in the corner. I mean the one that would love to be hugged up, but he or she has a mate that's somewhere screwing up, but he or she is still a sweetheart about it. I know you've known somebody like that, maybe from childhood. The little boy in school who always took the girl's books home, cared so much about it he wouldn't ask her for any, and then found out that everybody in the school was getting some but him. But he was a sweetheart. Maybe for that sweetheart that was going with this one guy all her life because she knew she was going to marry him one day, and all of a sudden he married someone else. So she just cries and let him get away with it, going through life being miserable. Or how about that girl going with this married man who's going to leave his wife any day, but he just can't pull himself to do it because she's a schizophrenic. She go kill herself and do all them other things he leave, but they are not getting in it. They are not sleeping in the same room, and then all of a sudden she finds out the wife is pregnant. She can't be nothing but a sweetheart about it. She had a disadvantage. We could go on up to a different age bracket. What about the lady that's been married for 40 years to this one man, and all of a sudden he comes home one day and say, I don't want to be married no more. This is not my thing. I want to go out in the world and do my own thing. Well, I think all these sweethearts should be an asshole at least one time. I think that little boy should carry that girl's books just one more time and drop him in some dog shit on the way home. I also feel that that girl that was going with that guy that got married on her, she should be enough of a sweetheart to give him a wedding gift, a boa constrictor. And the girl that's been going with that married man, she should be a sweetheart for a day. Go to an orphanage, rent her some kids. Go to their house, ring that doorbell and say, Miss, I'm very sorry, but the kids would like to see their dad. And the woman that's been married for 40 years, I think she should be a sweetheart enough. Since he want to do his thing, she should do his thing for him. You've been doing it for 40 years, what the hell? Do it one more time. But this time, do it with gusto, with a sledgehammer.